This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
As far as Matt's concerned, I mean, it's an unfortunate situation, right? Matt's a strong young man. I know he's going to handle this. It's certainly tough, especially coming off of the year he came off of already. The good thing is he's got a good family behind him that are going to support him, teammates that are going to support him, as well as the coaching staff and our entire football organization. You know, he's resilient. We've got to be resilient. We've got to move forward and be focused on solutions.
There was Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott yesterday before, well, yesterday's joint practice with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Resiliency. I know there's a lot of, you know, next man up kind of mentality. Taron Johnson spoke with the media as well, talking about, you know, the defense is going to get behind Dorian Williams, who potentially is set up or is in pole position to be that starting outside linebacker. It's going to be real fascinating now, the last two preseason games and then the rest of training camp here, to see who emerges as that starting outside linebacker. But we go now to the Wester Hotline as Thad Brown of WROC and of Buffalo Kickoff Live joins the show. Thad, good morning, man. Thanks for joining us.
No problem, guys. Thanks for having me on. How you guys doing?
Doing well. How's Pittsburgh? Because I'm experiencing a lot of FOMO with somebody that went to that city a lot early in college. I miss it so much.
I was just talking to someone about it today. Pittsburgh and Cleveland, to me, are so underrated as cities to visit. You know, Cleveland might be a little better. You know, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is cool. But, I mean, the way that they use the river, I just went for a run on the river, and, you know, there's all kinds of, you know, small little things to do there, places to be. The Museum and Science Center is right on the river. Obviously, both stadiums are there. So Pittsburgh is a good, fun city, and, you know, found a couple places out that were actually kind of nice, like busy on a Wednesday and Thursday night, last couple nights. So I've always been someone, you know, I keep trying to get my wife to do this. Let's go take a weekend in Pittsburgh. She said, no, Pittsburgh, you know, the reaction you normally get. But you can do, you know, extended weekends in both these cities and find a ton of fun stuff to see and do here.
That's right. Like, everyone will have the same reaction. They're like, no, I'm telling you, like, we'll go see a Pirates game, yeah. PNC Park score, just like you're right, with the river, Exeter Stadium's right there too. I love Pittsburgh a lot. But on Pittsburgh, the joint practice yesterday, we'll get to that as well, but the Matt Milano injury. Thad, what was your thoughts once that kind of broke?
Man, you know, unfortunate in multiple ways. You know, it's not just about the typical good team loses good player, damn, kind of thing. It was also about, you know, what Milano's gone through. I mean, this is a guy that had a nasty leg injury last year, so bad that the team never really even told us what it was. He works his butt off to get back close to, you know, healthy. I mean, it seemed like he was ahead of schedule. You know, I came into training camp wondering, you know, what kind of Milano would we see? And then there he is every day but one at Fisher, you know, taking part in everything, not missing drills. And for him to just kind of be dealt this separate blow, this other thing that has nothing to do with the leg injury or the rehab, assumably, you know, it's almost not fair. And you know, I hate to say this about Milano, but it's not unfair to look at this now and wonder, you know, how many more good years does this guy have left? He turns 30 this year. You know, I think the way the contract works out for him, he's probably going to be in Buffalo again next year. So there's still time, but, you know, he's hit the magic 3-0, and, you know, there are a lot of positions that have trouble keeping up. And when you get to that age, linebacker can be one of them, especially the way he plays it, where it's about, for him, athleticism and speed and being able to cover ground. You know, I hope I'm wrong about that. I mean, I think a healthy Milano probably would be close to elite, if not elite, next year, 2-3, maybe even. But, you know, the last 2 years, you know, make you wonder about this great story, this fifth-round pick that no one thought would be anything, who became, you know, arguably one of the top 3, 4, 5 linebackers in the NFL, to have the back end of his prime kind of undone this way just isn't fair, you know. But it is the league. Everybody knows it, and a lot of the Bills talked about it yesterday. Deion Dawkins said, you know, there is a 300% injury rate in the NFL, and frankly, he's probably underestimating that. So this is kind of how it goes, and everybody will have to pick up the pieces and start over. But it's just for such a great player that you enjoy watching so much, it's not right, it's not fair, it feels wrong that we don't get to see him on the field as much as we probably should.
Dad, I'm glad you brought that point up, because that's really where I've been at maybe for the last, you know, around 24 hours. My initial thought was I felt bad for the guy, having to go through all of this rehab, and the team, I think, being very transparent about the fact that, like, be patient. Like, it's going to take some time. Like, it's going to take a little bit for Matt Milano to become Matt Milano. Very reminiscent of Tre'Davious White from a few years ago, his rehab only to get hurt a few games into the season. And for me, though, and tell me if I'm wrong, I don't want to say it, like, maybe is a good thing for the Bills going forward to maybe see if, you know, just using him as an example because he was brought up a lot, but Dorian Williams, see what they have in him. And ultimately, last year, the Bills' defense was okay without both him, Daquan Jones, Trey White. Am I wrong in thinking, like, my main takeaway from here is I feel bad for the guy, not necessarily that worried about the defense?
I think it depends on what you believe the expectations are for the 2024 Bills. If you're looking at this team and thinking Super Bowl or bust, you know, this is a team that's got a great opportunity, you don't want to mess it up, then I think I can't get where you're at to where, you know, that the team might be okay. Because, you know, this is a team on defense that got rid of the majority of their guys that at some point in their career had elite top-end talent. They have good players now. But do they have a top five player at any position on defense other than Matt Milano? Taron Johnson be the one. You know, and when you lose one of those guys for this year, that's problematic. But with what the Bills did in the offseason, you know, purging veterans, purging salary, with kind of remaking the team on the fly, I think it's fair to look at this year's season and say, all right, you know what, Super Bowl might be a bit of a reach. They're still going to be good. But if we can use this year to figure out, can Keon Coleman play? Can Cole Bishop play? Can Dorian Williams play? Then when you go into 25 and 26, when you have some cap space to play with, when you have extra draft picks, that can kind of be the finger quotes window. And in that perspective, I think you're right, because it will give the Bills an opportunity to test another guy who could be a core player, you know, going forward in Dorian Williams, and a guy that, you know, I don't know if he'll be good, but it's funny that the resume is almost identical to what Terrell Bernard was 12 months ago. So, yeah, this can be a thing to where if you're thinking about the next Josh Allen core, then the Bills are going to get some answers about that because Matt Milano's hurt.
So you brought up Cole Bishop there, and I kind of want to shift focus a little bit, stay on the defense, but more towards the safeties. So Bishop and Edwards have both been out now for a few weeks. What's the word there? I mean, Bishop, it doesn't seem like it's that severe of an injury. So, like, is it something minor that he's just kind of making sure it's 100% okay? And then with Edwards, I mean, what's the hope there? I mean, you know, he's coming in as sort of a veteran player, and I mean, what's the expectations for him, you know?
The Edwards question, I think, is a little easier to take because it's kind of simple. He's got a hamstring injury, which everybody knows are things that if you don't handle it exactly right, can nag all year long. I don't know how much to expect from him at this point. The good news is he's a vet. He's been in a bunch of systems. He should be able to learn stuff quick, but the thing we always hear about the Sean McDermott defense is that It's A, complicated, and B, especially so for safety. So the fact that the two guys who are hurt at safety are the new guys probably makes their climb into the starting lineup a little longer. And that goes triple for Bishop, who's a rookie. You know, it was going to be a tough ask for him to be a significant contributor on defense early in his rookie year if he was healthy. And now that he looks like he's going to miss just about the entirety of the preseason here, you know, if he's not healthy until, let's say, early September, when we're now into game weeks where starting reps are reserved for starters and guys who are going to play mostly, it's going to be hard for him to figure things out and get involved. As for the injury, you know, I think shoulders is what the report is. And, you know, it's with no bandages or anything on there, it's hard to, you know, ID as, you know, or to play Twitter doctor with it and say, okay, this is what looks like is wrong. It doesn't seem like he's that close to coming back. He was actually moving around last couple of days, which is good. But it, like I said, it doesn't seem like that, you know, Bishop's going to be playing in the last preseason game or even close to that anytime soon.
Yeah, Bishop, I'm having such a hard time with. I'm because I'm not trying to play Twitter doctor. I was bad in science. But, like, there's no sling. He's, like, he seems to be moving it around fine. And I'm just like, what's going on there? Like, it is an injury that is just leaving me absolutely puzzled by. But I think you're right that Sal's talked about it a lot, too, of just, like, it was already going to be a tough climb for him with how much they expect from the safety position. Yes, he was a second-round pick, but it's a lot of mental work as well. And now for him missing the most of, if not the entire preseason, it's going to be a long climb. In terms of the joint practice yesterday, what were some of your takeaways?
Watched a lot of the defense, so most of my stuff's going to be there. Kind of a mixed bag. You know what the funny takeaway was is that it looked to me like Justin Fields was the starting quarterback for Pittsburgh and Russell Wilson was the backup. It was that different in terms of how Pittsburgh succeeded on offense. But from the Bills' point of view, run defense was a little iffy. I mean, the first team drill was Najee Harris for about 1 million yards up the middle, and there were a couple other runs they busted. But there were good plays there, too. You know, you had your typical Greg Rousseau stops. Dwan Smoot was good. Dorian Williams, I thought, had a solid day defensively. He looked like he had a half a sack with Rousseau at one point and had a couple run stops. In the secondary, you know, Kyer Elam did Kyer Elam things at one point. There was a deep ball to a corner where he had good coverage, mostly with the guy, had safety help. The pass was slightly underthrown, so Elam catches up to the receiver and then makes contact for only God knows what reason and drew a flag. And it was just like, I don't know if the flag was right, but the contact was unnecessary. You're already there. Let your feet do the work. That's always been the problem with him. And he's been way better with it this year. But it was another, you know, you have to wonder if those kind of things are ever going to go away with him. And then on the flip side, you know, Daquan Hardy continues to impress. And I know he's primarily going up against second teamers, even when it's just Bills practice. But that guy makes plays just about every day and did it again yesterday in good position. He had back-to-back snaps where he, I forget who the receiver was, but he took a guy one-on-one, stayed with him, knocked the ball away. Next snap, he's in zone, and he was facing the sideline. The ball was thrown basically right behind him, and he was aware enough to turn around and pick up a receiver coming from the inside and knock that pass away too. So for a rookie who's not guaranteed a roster spot, and I know he's got a return ability that will help him, to continue to make plays like this and to prove to the coaches that, yeah, I can run back kicks, but if you need me on the field to play corner, I can do that too. It is so huge for him, and he's been doing that consistently last week and a half.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It just seems like this Bills core under McDermott and Beeden in the front office, just it feels like every draft they find someone in the late rounds in the secondary that it may not be a superstar, but could be an NFL player, maybe not on the Bills, but around the NFL. It seems like every year they find somebody who is just a good football player.
Yeah, and I think part of that is obviously, you know, Sean McDermott has been, you know, known as a defensive back whisperer, and you see that a lot, a guy who, you know, kind of grew up in the game that way. I also think, too, that, you know, at some level, and this might be a combination of working with McDermott, but I think GMs have strengths and weaknesses. At some positions they're good at, and some they're not. And, you know, Brandon Beeden probably isn't great when it comes to drafting offensive guard. You know, just for whatever reason, he doesn't quite have a handle there. Osiris Lawrence has been good, but, you know, we got the Wyatt Teller thing that will never die. On the flip side, man, that guy can pick defensive backs, you know, nickels and corners. Christian Benford is another example of that. This is a guy that in his first camp, you know, wasn't overly impressive at first and then came on. And I thought Benford yesterday was the best player on the Bills defense, Taron Johnson, Ed Oliver included. I mean, he doesn't always prevent the pass, but, you know, that guy makes more plays and is in the right position constantly. That when they do in camp the one-on-one wide receiver DB drill, which is geared to, for success for the receiver because they can use the entirety of the football field against one guy. Benford wins more of those reps than any corner I can remember, even Trey White. He just has a physical ability to stay with guys and you know, bother them and get, you know, push them off routes. And it's been impressive to watch. I mean, I don't want to get too overestimated on what he can do this year, but he has been really good at camp.
So with the preseason game tomorrow now, we don't know who's playing for the Bills yet, but what do you kind of expect to see? Do you expect to see some starters, not so much, or what are you looking for tomorrow?
It's a great question. You know, I think there are a lot of times teams will say, well, we had the joint practice, which was 2 hours of first team on first team, and I don't need to put my first teamers out there for a couple series just to, you know, take the risk of them getting hurt because I got my work in this week. That said, you know, with all the changes the Bills have had offensively and defensively, coaching included, you know, I've thought all year that extra preseason reps were a necessity for this team. So it would not surprise me to see Josh Allen and the first team offense go another quarter in Pittsburgh. I think the Steelers will play most of their starters to get a decent look at it. But it also, you know, again, the norm kind of is we did our joint practice, we're done. You know, that wouldn't be a shock either. So I really don't have a read on it. If I had to lean one way or another, I would think the Bills want to get guys into the game because this team, as new as it is, needs the reps.
And Thad, last thing for me, thank you again for joining us this morning. But I really quick, just on an overall camp thing, because I have somewhat stuck my neck out for what I believe Khalil Shakir and Dalton Kincaid can do for this offense, not just this year, but going forward. What have you seen from them so far through camp?
Very competent and dependable. Probably the two most dependable options on that offense. Maybe with Mac Hollins too, but I don't know how much of a actual involvement Hollins is going to have in the passing game. I'm sure he'll be there, but he's going to be a supporting player for sure. Whereas, you know, Kincaid could easily be the number one targets guy, and Shakir, we believe, is going to have a significant, if not major, role. And, you know, with Shakir, what he does well, which is exploit zone coverage, he does well 100% of the time. That guy, no matter what he's going to do in his NFL career, what team he's on, what quarterback he's going to play for, He knows how to find space in his zone and sit there and get open. And he's done it in camp. I mean, it's just, you know, the typical zone beating route is the corner route that goes in between a cover two. So you're deep over the corners on the sideline and wide of the safeties in the middle of the field. He's had like every other day one of those catches. So, you know, Shakir is going to do his thing, and you can always count on him for it. And then Kincaid, you know, the report on him yesterday was, yeah, I had one of the media members come to me and say, did Pittsburgh decide not to cover 86 today? Because he's open all the time. And that's how it's been in camp, too. You know, the Bills offense has been set up to allow him to operate in space, to prioritize his athletic ability, getting open. And he, you know, absolutely takes advantage of those opportunities every single time. He's you know, good hands and just knows how to be a dangerous receiver, you know, play in and play out. So the things that we've expected from those two guys, I think not only have we gotten, but it's been confirmed that you can depend on them happening all the time.
All right. Thad, man, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Enjoy the rest of your time in Pittsburgh and enjoy the game tomorrow.
Will do, guys. Thanks for having me on.
That was Thad Brown there on the Western Hotline of WROC. And, of course, you can hear and listen to him on Bills Game Days with Buffalo Kickoff Live. Got to take a quick time out here. We're still looking for your calls. 803-0550 is the number to call. We'll get to Rob and Scott on the way back. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. This is WGR.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.